Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh and here is what we have to start your day. Sensex may avoid the 50,000 mark for now. Brokerages have given a thumbs up to HDFC Bank stock. ELSS and NPS are the choicest tax-saving options. And lastly, Steel Authority of India is likely to see short squeeze. And there's more, but first, a quick glance at the state of the markets. The Nifty futures trading on Singapore Exchange were down 24 points at quarter past 8 o'clock this morning, signaling a negative bias on the Lal Street. Elsewhere, Asian share markets retreated from highs on Monday as disappointing news on US consumer spending tampered risk sentiment. Japan's Nikkei index slipped 1%, while MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan lost 0.3%. On Friday, Wall Street's main indices finished lower, weighed down by top American banks after they reported their quarterly earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.57%, the S&P 500 index lost 0.72% and the Nasdaq Composite lost 0.87%. In the currency market, the rupee snapped a three-day winning streak and settled for the day 3 paise lower at 73.07 against the US dollar on Friday, tracking weakness across Asian currencies and heavy sell-offs in domestic equities. Poor data in the US boosted the safe haven appeal of the US dollar, causing the dollar index to rally to 90.837. The euro retreated to $1.2068 from its January peak of $1.2349, while the yen held steady. In the oil market, crude prices ran into profit-taking on worries the spread of increasingly tight lockdowns globally would hurt demand. Brent crude futures were off 12 cents at $54.98 per barrel, while West Texas Intermediate eased 11 cents to $52.25 per barrel. And in the bullion market, gold prices slumped to trade near 48,700 per 10 grams mark on Friday, while silver prices fell by about 1,700 rupees to 64,980 per kg. The yellow metal slipped in 3 out of 5 trading sessions on the MCX last week. In the international market, gold prices were undermined by the bounce in the dollar, leaving the metal down at $1,812 per ounce. All in all, the trade setup on Dalal Street looked weak. Few analysts said Friday's fall could just be a single-day affair, but for that to be true, the index needs to close above the 14,500 level on Monday. Let me now give you a heads up on some of the top news we are tracking at this hour. Brokerages have raised their price targets on India's largest private sector lender, HDFC Bank, after the lender reported an 18% rise in its net profit for the December quarter to 8,758 crore rupees, beating street estimates. The lender also reported a 15% rise in net interest income, which was also above estimates. HDFC Bank shares ended down 0.1% at 1,467 rupees on Friday. As taxpayers hurry to complete the tax planning for the year, they are dogged by dilemmas. ELSS plans have earned good returns, but when the Nifty price-to-earnings ratio is close to 40, future performance is usually poor. NPS has exclusive tax benefits, but the lock-in extends till retirement. PPF is safe, but returns are low and the lock-in period is long. Tax-saving fixed deposits and NSCs have shorter lock-in, but the interest is fully taxable. Unit-linked insurance plans have lower charges and offer tax-free income, but you are stuck with the same insurance and plan for years. The 50,000 mark is likely to remain elusive on the Sensex. Technical analysts see profit booking setting in the market after a rally of more than 90% in the Sensex and Nifty from March 2020 lows, without any major correction. They see support for Nifty at 14,400. According to analysts, frontline IT stocks are also poised for a correction after the recent rally, and investors should stick to FMCG, auto, insurance, and selectively in the pharma space. A week after the RBI announced its intention to lift overnight market interest rates towards its policy rates, the money market is in disarray. Almost every rate appears to have been affected, except the overnight rate. The RBI's decision to suck out 2 lakh crore rupees in a 14-day reverse repo auction last Friday came in ahead of market expectations and the manner in which it communicated soon after a warning about financial stability spooked investors. Traders who have initiated bearish or short bets on the Steel Authority of India stock ahead of the government's offer for sale announcement could face a short squeeze this week. Given the overwhelming response from retail and non-retail investors to the share sale on January 14th and 15th, short squeeze refers to traders being forced to cover their short derivatives positions because of a rise in asset prices. Lastly, Franklin Templeton Mutual Fund said on Sunday that its 6 shut schemes have received 13,789 crore rupees from maturities, prepayments and coupon payments since closing down in April. Franklin Templeton shut 6 debt mutual fund schemes in April last year, citing redemption pressures and lack of liquidity in the bond market. Now we have an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. Amid easy global liquidity and low US bond yields, Bharti Airtel is preparing to raise $1 billion through perpetual bonds, which are securities with no maturity date for investors. DLF is restructuring existing loans with a target of saving 300 crore rupees annually, taking advantage of the benign interest rate environment. On Sunday, the Adani Group refuted allegations leveled by Rajya Sabha MP Subramanian Swamy that it owes 4.5 lakh crore rupees in non-performing assets to banks. South Korean state-run lender Korean Development Bank could play the peacemaker at cash-starved SsangYong Motor, which has filed for court receivership and is dealing with labor problems, as Indian parent Mahindra & Mahindra is trying to exit. ONGC's plan to complete the merger of its refining subsidiary MRPL with recently acquired HPCL to align its upstream and downstream operations into two verticals has got delayed. Well, that's it for now. For all market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Bye-bye.